144
Talk Radio.
Three piece. I beat a black belt Taekwondo fighter today. Yesterday, I beat a Sambo 240-pound MMA fighter. Back-to-back days, man. I won two fights. I'm the greatest of all time. Charlie Zonoff. What's up, everybody? 144-0 now. I'm watching a fight right now. Bam, bam, bam. I beat the fuck out of that motherfucker. You see how he tried to kick in the end? And then he quit? Look how loud my punches were, man. I'm the best. God damn. Charlie Zelenoff is a legend. Boxing legend. The legend of all legends. Look at that. Bam, bam, bam. Look at that. Left, right, left. Left, right. Wow. God damn, that shit is fucking amazing. Boom. Look at that. Boom, boom, boom. I could watch this shit all day, man. Look at that. See, and I won both these fights after I had cardiac arrest. Me and the homies drank too much, you know. Look, I don't drink. I have not drank in 2 years, and I, you know, took a little too much, celebrating the May 3rd victories, and yeah, I nearly fucking died, man. Thank God I'm alive. Still alive, still the champ. One day of rest. After cardiac arrest, I go back to the gym, and I beat a huge 240-pound Sambo Russian MMA fighter that would annihilate both of the Klitschko bitches. He would definitely knock out Deontay Wilder. He would definitely beat the fuck out of that clown, Derek the Giant. And, yeah, that guy that I beat yesterday, that heavyweight, he is number two pound for pound after me. I'm number one pound for pound. I'm saying top five pound for pound. Charlie Zelenoff, obviously, number one, hands down. Come on, I beat his ass. I stopped him with a right jab to the stomach. I mean, I got the better of him. I punched him in the jaw, you know, with a right left, you know. But he did good. He was fighting back the whole time. You fucking haters are delusional. You fucking clowns always talk shit and say my opponents don't fight back, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. What happened yesterday, man? That motherfucker was fighting back the whole time. And I beat him, and I still beat him, man. The guy had 80 fucking pounds on me. Sambo, you fucking idiots, man. And I still beat him. Do you understand? I had cardiac arrest, man. I nearly fucking died. And I went and fought two times, 2 days in a row. Literally, one day rest, and then right after, I'm back in the gym doing what I do best. Box. The greatest boxer of all time. Charlie Zelenoff, man. Listen, I am the legend of all legends. Number one pound for pound. You understand? I mean, I proved it. Yeah, I never thought that I'd have cardiac arrest. I mean, I did. I got the proof. You know, I passed my EKG, thank God. Everything's fine with my heart, you know. Just drank too much, you know. I don't drink alcohol. I hate alcohol. It's just, you know, I haven't drank in 2 years, and that took too much, you know what I mean? And that's what happened. Shit happens. It's never going to happen again, you know. My whole life is boxing, and my wife, Daria. And, you know, thank God I'm alive, man. Yeah, the people at the hospital said that, yeah, you know, I could have died. And I'm alive. And listen, I knew the whole time I was going to survive, baby. Come on, I'm the GOAT, man. Ain't no way I'm going out like that, man. That Tupac Shakur shit, man. Fuck that, man. Meaning, like, dying young and all that. Hell no, man. Listen, I'm going to live a very long life, and I'm going to make love to my beautiful wife until I'm an old man, baby. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time, and I'm going to continue winning fights. You know, I may take a long break. I may retire, like, you know. No, that's what, now you all know what. Cancel the retirement. Yeah, that. And now I won two fights after that. And now it makes my career look even more legendary that I came back after cardiac arrest. Something that most people would not even survive. Oh, they said the odds are very low. You know, but when Charlie Zelenoff, you know, we're talking the greatest of all time here, man. So, You know, I'm superhuman. You know what I mean? That's why I'm so strong and why, you know, I was able to survive such, you know, a crisis. And I live to fight and win another day. And I won again today. Thank God, Jesus Christ, for saving my life, keeping me alive. My wife was crying, you know, when she found out and everything, you know. I told her. Obviously, I told her later, you know, but. Yeah, my family was there, you know, my cousins, my parents, you know, my aunt, my uncle, everybody, they all came. Everybody was like, you know, they thought, you know, that was it and everything for me, but no, no way. I ain't going out like that, man. Charlie Villanova, baby. The greatest of all time. You haters fail. 144 now. Number one pound for pound, man. You saw that three-piece today? Nobody can punch like that. That guy's black belt. I asked him, how long did you do martial arts? You know, he's like, 10 years. 10 years. That means not only is he a black belt, he's like a fourth-degree black belt. Yeah. Yeah, and I stopped him in 1 second. I punched him 3 times. Yesterday, I'm telling you, Sambo Russian, that motherfucker was strong like a bull. I hit him in the jaw. This motherfucker, like, moved, but he had a good chin. He had good power. And for a guy that big, dude, that guy would literally kill Klitschko. That guy would hurt the Klitschkos. That guy would hurt Wilder. That guy would hurt Derek the fucking Giant, man. I'm telling you. See, remember when, like, that guy would even beat Gio Zavala, yeah. Him and Zavala would be a toss-up. I mean, no. I think that, listen, Zavala got outboxed one-sided. This guy got outboxed and TKO'd. But he did a lot better than Zavala. The punch stats were 7-2 for Zelenov. I beat him. You know, I beat him. You know, I was ahead on points, you know, but he did good. He was fighting back, and, hey, I'm not going to lie, he landed. You know what I'm saying? He landed. But I'm the best, and he lost to the best. If he fought anybody else, he would have won. He fought the greatest of all time. That's why he lost. But if he fought anybody else, If that Russian Sambo guy, if you put him in there with Vitaly Klitschko, with Vladimir Klitschko, with Nikolai Valuev, if you put him in there with Deontay Wilder, with all these goddamn clowns, he would knock all their bitch asses out. Listen, I fought Deontay Wilder. I'm telling you, that guy's fragile. He's a fucking pussy, all right? Let that clown fight me again. I'll fucking kill him. Especially after what happened to me May 8th, man. All right? If Deontay Wilder went through what Charlie Zelenoff went through on May 8th, if Deontay Wilder had cardiac arrest, he would be fucking dead. The odds are very low, man. And I survived. Because I'm the GOAT. And I'm destined to live long. And look how beautiful my wife is, man. Come on, look at my record. 144-0, man. Come on. Well, I was 142-0 at the time, but yeah, I mean, I'm so young, man. It's like, you know, I love my wife, man. You know, I love my wife. I love my wife. You know, I'm the greatest boxer ever. I mean, come on, man. I can't lose all this so early, man. You know? Shit happens. I don't drink. I haven't drank in 2 years. I'm just celebrating, you know, with the homies, all the wins. You know, drank a little too much. You know, hey, shit happens. This is it. No more. Came back. 2 wins. 2 days in a row. Today, I went to 4 gyms. I went to a Krav Maga gym. That was the third gym I went to. I went everywhere. You understand? Everybody was backing out. First gym, second gym. Krav Maga. I went to a Krav Maga gym. They had boxing, heavy bags. I challenged the master. He was 260 pounds. This guy came to the gym, and he refused to fight me. Boxing rules. Remember when I beat Jesse's ass? Yeah. Remember when I beat the other Krav Maga guy? That his Broncos beanie flew off? Yeah, him? Remember? I would have beaten that 260-pounder. No shit, I would have beaten him. I beat everybody. Come on, man. I think everybody should know by now that I'm unbeatable. But he backed out. I beat a 175-pound black belt, fourth-degree black belt martial artist. Man, I always beat black belt guys. I always beat Marines. I always beat these Navy SEALs, all these motherfuckers, man. Who haven't I beat? I beat everybody, man. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest, baby. Number one pound for pound.